taking long. Credit to the 49ers for playing an outstanding game. We just offensively, we didn't put enough plays together to win the football game. It's hard as a person. It's hard as a man. It's hard as an individual. It's hard as whatever you want to call yourself when you put so much into it and you don't get the production that you want out of it. I had a coach tell me right after the game, it's a bad ending to a great season, and he was right. But a lot of credit goes to the 49ers and their preparation to how they executed the game plan today. We didn't make enough plays, like I said, and we will be better from this.
What changed in the second half for you guys?
One thing we couldn't do, knowing it's going into this game that we knew couldn't happen, is quick series. That three and out hurt us. We're a better offense than that, and we know that.
Failure to score in the red zone, Cam. You guys kind of really close. Can you talk about that?
That's what's so disheartening about it. Not scoring in the red zone, especially so close on the 1 yard line. I take a lot of pressure on myself to perform in situations. And when I don't do it, I mean, it's obviously, I wear my emotions on my sleeves. I mean, I can't help that. That's who I am. But, I take it even harder when I call the play and it don't work out the right way. I went over to the sideline and told Coach I felt as if I could go in the end zone with a quarterback sneak. And I put a lot of pressure on, him to call the play. He put it in my hands to call it. The play didn't work out the way it's planned. So, I felt as if I failed him in that type of way. But I can't put all the pressure on myself. I won't put all the pressure on myself, but I'm just saying, I just prefer, we all expect better things when, you try so hard at something.
And when did you know for certain Steve Smith was going to play today?
Steve was very optimistic going to the week. We never knew, being that his reps in practice weren't full go. So when he came in today, he had a pretty good idea that he was going to play, and he did.
The failure to score on that first time you had it, did that play a role in the fact that when you were about the half-yard line that you didn't take the ball and sneak it there?
Not at all. With the checks that we were making, another credit to the 49ers defense. Those guys is great. And, kind of had a hint to what we were checking. So I knew going into it, the check for whatever we were calling wasn't going to be there. The play that we had called was the right play. I think I tripped over Travell in the second attempt. And it just was that kind of day. I'm not going to say that it wasn't meant for us to win. But as offense, as an individual, we didn't hold ourselves accountable to perform at a high standard today.
Did they do anything that surprised you? Did they come out in any
way? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. The only thing that surprised us was the fact that Carlos Rogers didn't play. It was kind of shocking. Me personally, knowing him and the competitor that he is, got a chance to talk to him before the game, and when he didn't, suit up, it was kind of shocking. But, those guys didn't, let that make nor break them. They came out, executed a great game. They played great, and they did that.
You think Earl was saying that this game
touchdown changed the momentum of the game for them?
To a degree, because they were going to settle for a field goal. It was going to make it 9-10 with us going into the lead at halftime. But here, whether that play would have happened or whether it got overturned, we know going into halftime, 10 points wasn't going to be enough to win the football game. I know we had a great game plan, making halftime adjustments and even with the whole overall game plan. But as players, we have to be better. I'm not pointing nobody out. We have to play smart football. We have to execute. We have to, accept the task at hand and make the most of it. Because playoff football is a different speed than, the regular season. I learned that firsthand today. And you have to seize the moment when a moment allows. We had too many opportunities that we let slip through our hands, and that was just the story of the day.
Mayor was saying that that this game is not indicative of the type of season you guys have. What do you
Absolutely not, and it goes back to this is a terrible ending to a great season. I felt going into this game we were amped and ready to go, but you have to play four quarters of football, and we didn't do that today.
Years since the last playoff appearance for this organization. Do you feel like it's going to be another 5 years? I mean, how optimistic?
I can't talk about 5 years. I only can talk about we will be better as a team from this situation, this game, and I'm looking forward to it.
Toughest loss of your career?
No, loss is a loss, but being that the preparation going into it, I felt as if I was ready more than any other game, and being that we took a loss, it's kind of hurtful.
There were a lot of foolish penalties out there today. Does inexperience play a role as far as like those mistakes?
That has nothing to do with inexperience. That has a lot to do with being careless and not being holding yourself accountable. Whether it's a holding call, offsides call, personal foul, late hit, or whatever, those guys didn't make those penalties. And we did. We'll learn from this, and we'll be better from it. And like I said, we're looking forward to our opportunities next year.
Some of your teammates expressed frustration with the officiating, some of the differing calls and the headbutt and so forth. What was your perspective on the referee?
That's something that's out of my hand. I'm not going to focus on officiating. I'm going to worry about how could I get better from this.
Jim, how do you think the season's going to change the off season than what it was your first 2 years here?
I'm not sure, sir. I'm going to leave that up to Dave Gettleman and Coach Ron Rivera.
That they've been in this position the last 2 years, that they had a lot more playoff
Absolutely
experience.
Not. Absolutely not. When you go back and look at the tape, it's nothing that those guys did any different than the first time we played them. We knew that going into this game. We knew it was going to be a tough feat for us. But silly penalties, silly mistakes, and not seizing the moment, and the opportunities that we did have, that just was the story of the day. It's nothing that those guys did. Those guys are a great football team. We know that. But we're a great football team, too. And when you put two great football teams on the field at the same time, there's going to be a couple things that's going to stick out and be the difference maker. And nothing as far as talent, experience, or, anything that was any different. We knew that going into this game, what type of players we were going to play. But, as a team, I felt that we had enough juice to get over. We didn't. And that's just a credit to, those guys being, playing great football all around today.
Did they ever see more in the second half?
I wouldn't say they did. I think they was kind of more giving a lot of attention to Ted more so than Steve. But when Steve had his opportunities, he did. And he's been doing that his whole career. And I wish I could have gotten to him more.
Yeah, if it wasn't talent, it wasn't experience, what do you think was the difference maker today?
Not seizing the moment. I can't put it more clear than that. When you got a team on third down and, something happens, then, you're giving a good team, another three tries to try to hurt you. As an offense, we have to run the football, we have to throw the ball, and we have to execute the task at hand. It takes 11 guys on offense. And at times it was 8, 7, 10 guys that were doing their job, but not enough.
Most proud about this team in this season?
We kept fighting. Going into this season, we didn't believe what everyone said about us. Even before any game was played, we was already, challenged with, we had the toughest schedule in all of football. We had a lot of guys to pinpoint that, but, say, are we going to accept the challenge or are we going to fold our tents early and give up? It was a lot of people that were very relentless in this year, played through injuries, played through, age or what have you. And those guys kept battling. Credit to Coach Ron Rivera for even having the courage to talk to the team on a day-to-day basis, because at a point in time, he got booed. We know that. At a point in time as a team, we got booed as well. But we're not going to hold that against, whoever booed us, because this is a league that is built off performance. And, we have to win. We didn't do that today. Not saying that we weren't capable of winning, but throughout this whole season, it was a lot of guys that gave it all they had. And, I can honestly say it was some guys that gave it all they had today, but just not enough.
Can
You see when Kaepernick did the Superman and did it bother you?
I did. You know, that's not the first nor will be the last time somebody does that. But...
Thank you.